when the conflict between the Pandavas and the Kauravas seemed inevitable, there were pretty big problems that faced the Pandavas. I say the Pandavas, but most people knew, or those in the know, knew that in fact it was Krishna who pulled the strings. So you could say it was Krishna who had these problems. It wasn't really so much the difference in the size of the armies, 7 against 11, 40% more or so of Kauravas, because in actual fact, the Kaurava warriors were trained to deal with larger opposing forces, but it was really some of the characters involved. See, not only did these great leaders, Bhishma and Drona, have enormous powerful celestial weaponry, but actually it applied to them for their own protection. However, Yudhishthira had the key right at the beginning of how to actually slay them. On the first day, as sunrise came, both armies were facing each other, and just before they were about to join battle, Yudhishthira got down, climbed down from his chariot, put his bow and armor on the ground, and with folded hands walked directly towards the Kaurava front lines, in fact straight for Bhishma. Well, immediately that happened, Arjuna climbed down, and did the brothers, and did Krishna, and behind them one or two of the major kings too. And all the brothers in turn asked Yudhishthira, what's going on, why are you doing this, you know? And of course, as he came to the actual front lines of the Kauravas, there was a lot of mockery. Oh, he's giving up already, he's giving in, throwing the towel in, cowardly, all these sort of nasty things came about. But with folded hands, Krishna knew what's going on. With folded hands, he came first to Bhishma, and then he said the same thing to Drona, to Kripa, and Salya. And that was, please give me permission and bless me before I fight with you. Exactly the same words as Bhishma said to Parasarama when he had that colossal duel with him. And Krishna jolly well knew why this was done. In the olden days, before such a battle, the junior or younger of the combatants would always go and seek the blessing and permission of the adversary, particularly if it's an older one. And by doing so, there'd be no blame at all on the outcome, whether it's favorable or not favorable. And in fact, the likelihood was that having got the blessing from the combatants, then it would be favorable to the person seeking it. So when Yudhishthira came to Drona, he asked for permission to fight him. And Drona said, as the others said, that in fact, if he hadn't come for permission, he would have cursed him, and he asked him if he wanted any favor, anything he would do for him. And so Yudhishthira asked him, how can we slay you? And to that Drona said that in fact he really is unslayable. However, if he were to hear something very disturbing to him personally from someone who knew or trusted, then he could well lay down his arms. And we shall see how this actually happened on the 15th day. You may remember that the night battle of the 14th continued right through to the 15th day. All the combatants were very weary. They'd only stopped fighting for a short time at the suggestion of Arjuna at dusk until the moon came up. And so as the 15th day came into being, the skirmishing and the fighting continued. As the sun came up, we saw a duel between Nakula and Duryodhana. Duryodhana was outpaced because Nakula was making tighter and tighter circles, and he managed to outpace Duryodhana, so he just couldn't get a line of his weaponry. And the same sort of thing happened at the same time with Sahadeva, who was fighting Duryodhana's younger brother, Dushasana. And in fact, Dushasana initially attacked Sahadeva, and unbeknown to Dushasana, Sahadeva let off a very quick arrow that took the head off of the charioteer. But actually, Dushasana didn't know. He only realized that that had happened when the whole chariot went completely out of control. But in the main, the pressure was on, and the Kauravas were making heavy ground. Drona, leading the Kauravas, was beginning to actually bring fear into the Pandavas and allied forces with their overwhelming force. In fact, Yudhishthira got pretty mad with some of his own allied troops. He approached the Panchalas, remember that's Draupadi's people, and the Matsyas, those are the people where the Pandavas had a year incognito. He accused them of standing still. He called them actually senseless fools, and he gave them the sort of rocket that Duryodhana did on a good number of occasions. He said to them, either you can conquer or you can die. He said, if you conquer, then in fact you're able to make great sacrifices and be generous to the Brahmins. I don't know how big an incentive that is, but then he said, if you die, you can join the gods. So in fact, the pep talk worked. Four divisions were drawn up, and they made off towards Drona. Two of the divisions attacked from the left of the Panchalas, and on the right, Bhima led the other two divisions and helped by Nakula and Sahadeva to attack Drona on the left. The problem was that Drona had a pretty massive protection all around him. And in fact, a lot of the Pandavas were calling for Arjuna to come and thin this out, kill off the protection, so they could get at Drona. Earlier, Yudhishthira had told his troops that this day he considered would be the day that Drona would die. And of course, it was in the destiny of Drishtadyumna, the Panchala prince who was the commander-in-chief of the Pandavas, it was his destiny to kill Drona. But the slaughter by Drona, particularly so when Drona started using the Brahma head, that celestial weaponry that really cleared an immense number of soldiers at any one go, that in fact it became obvious there could well be a rout. And in fact, Krishna pointed this out pretty quickly to Yudhishthira. He said, we are in a situation now that we will have to forget Dharma, put Dharma on one side. And he said, it's not sinful to do so if we actually break Dharma for the reasons that in fact it is saving our lives. And he said that someone should actually shout out that Ashwatthama, the son of Drona, is dead. And this would cause Drona to withdraw from the battle. Arjuna didn't like the idea at all. And in fact, Yudhishthira wasn't really much for it either. But the others, particularly Bhima, said, yes, they're definitely for it. In fact, Bhima rushed off pretty quickly, straight away, to the ranks of some of the allied armies. He found an elephant by the name of Ashwatthama, and he killed it. And no sooner as he'd done that he came back to the front line again, near to where Drona was, and yelled out, Ashwatthama is dead! Well, as it is written, for Drona it was an enormous shock. He was like, as they say, sand falling through water. And he thought to himself, it can't be right. Ashwatthama, my son, is endowed with much weaponry, and he didn't really believe it. But nevertheless, it was psychologically an enormous impact. And he went on fighting. And with his celestial weaponry, he continued to slaughter the forces. But then the seven great seers came to him, and a whole bunch of deities, led by Agni, approached him and said, you're not fighting according to Dharma. You're not fighting fairly by producing and slaughtering so many people with your celestial weaponry. Your time has come. You're due to die today. Come with us and we will lead you away. Well, Drona became very distressed. He could see not far from him, and he knew very well that Drishtadyumna was out to kill him. His time had come. He was fated to kill him. And with the great rishis and the seers telling him he must stop fighting, he began to realize that perhaps it was true. So he thought to himself, I will ask someone who I can rely upon to tell me the truth. And so he approached Yudhishthira, because he knew Yudhishthira was the most truthful of people. And he said to Yudhishthira, is it right? Is Ashwatthama dead? Well, Yudhishthira was in a dilemma, but Krishna wasn't holding back. He said, if you don't do anything now, your army within a half day will be completely annihilated. And so reluctantly he said, and this is how Guru tells it to us, that he said to Drona, Ashwatthama, and then there was a drum roll that drowned out the words, the elephant, and then he says, is dead. And at this, the most truthful of men, whose chariot always ran about two or three inches above the ground because of his truthfulness, it is said how the chariot slumped down onto the ground because of the lie he told. So Drona had really lost the will to fight, but he could see not far away. Drishtadyumna was determined to come towards him to kill him. And so immediately a battle opened up between the two. And in actual fact, Drishtadyumna got one or two rather nasty arrows into Drona's chest, but it was quite evident that Drona soon got the upper hand. But when he called upon his celestial weaponry, it wouldn't respond. You know, celestial weaponry, it had entity. They were beings. And always when the actual master or the person who could activate them was near to death, they'd disappear. It happened actually to Karna and, of course, to actually Arjuna as well. And this has happened to Drona. But in spite of that, he fought on valiantly and crashed his chariot and horses into those of Drishtadyumna. In other words, they were completely tangled up, the chestnut-coloured horses of Drona and the dove-coloured horses of Drishtadyumna. And at this close range, Drona's arrows cut the base fixing of the inner pole on Drishtadyumna's chariot. He cut the wheels and he cut the axles. And of course, he cut his bow too. And then Drishtadyumna picked up a mace that again Drona cut down. He was using these very short arrows, very powerful short-range arrows. Only about 8 or 9 warriors could use them. And he was pinning Drishtadyumna down with the onslaught. So now Drishtadyumna, he had no bow, he had no chariot. His charioteer was dead. His horses had been killed too. The mace had been cut in midair as he threw it. So he takes up his sword and his shield and jumps into the cockpit of his chariot. He's darting up and down. He bounced on the yoke that connected the horses, and he then ducked behind the rump, the behind of the horses of Drona. And Drona just couldn't get the arrows at him. He was darting around. All 21 of the sword fencing techniques, spinning in the air, feinting, thrusting, that he applied to Drona. And Drona couldn't finish him off. But he got out a long, heavy, very sharp arrow, put it into his bow, ready to kill off Dristadyumna. And then Shataki nearby let off a whole bunch of arrows, 10 of them, that shot and cut to pieces his arrow. And then shortly behind Shataki was Bhima. Bhima had been instructed by Yudhishthira to pick him up and rearm him. Bhima did this, but also Bhima pulled his chariot round close to Drona, and with his big arm, he held Drona's chariot, and he said to him, "You should stay with your caste. Why are you killing all these people when your own son is dead?" Well, that was enough for Drona. He realized now that his son was dead. And so, depressed and dejected, he got down from his chariot, put his bow down and all his armaments, sat cross-legged, and gave himself over to Priya, over to yoga and a death wish. And as he sat there in yoga trance, two great suns could be seen, the sun itself, and only by Yudhishthira, Krishna, Kripa, Sanjaya, and Arjuna. And shortly, this great ball of a brilliant colour swished off, and from the heavens could be heard the words of welcome as this great soul entered the higher domains. But nearby, Dristadyumna could see none of this, and with his sword raised, he rushed towards Drona, and the soldiers could see what was happening. They said, "Stop, stop, don't kill him, don't kill him." And Arjuna also started rushing forward, said, "Don't kill him, don't kill him." But with his sword raised, he grabbed Drona's hair, cut his head off, and hurled the head towards the Kauravas. He was waving his sword, he was jubilant, absolutely soaked with blood, red blood everywhere. Bhima embraced him and said to him, "I will embrace you once more when this battle is over." But with this deed, it ignited the hatred from Ashwatthama, his son, resulting in a most terrible end to this battle. Well, if you have been, thanks for listening.